Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. John chapter 5 verses 1 to 8.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk."
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's look to Proverbs chapter 4 verses 20 to 22.
"My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh."
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus came to a man who has been lying in a situation for 38 years and is asking him, "Do you want to be made whole?" Amen. Anybody here who wants to be made whole? Amen. Now the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter says, "Attend unto my word, guard the word in your heart, for it is health or wholeness to the one who receives it." The word of God can heal you, can make you whole. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was meditating on the scripture today. And the Lord gave me a very interesting thought, which, if you are hungry, I'm going to preach it to you. Amen. Everything that comes out of the material world will die. Whether it be your car, whether it be your clothes, whether it be your shoes, whether it be a tree, whatever, it will die. You will die. We all will die. It's not a good message. Some of us, by working hard, by eating the right food, by keeping to the Lord's word, we can prolong our lives. You might be a 80-year-old man, and you might be able to run maybe 10 kilometers, but you're still an 80-year-old man. You might dress up like you might be a 40-year-old person, you might dress up like a 20-year-old, but still you are 40 years. And your age is going to catch up. Everything in the material world will die. But all that can be stopped, the moment somebody receives God's word into their heart, then from God's word flows healing and wholeness, which can arrest and stop the corruption that naturally takes place within human beings. Amen. That is the privilege you and me have as children of God. Praise the Lord. Moses, even when he was 120, he went up a mountain. His eyes were so good. Even at 120. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. When things begin to fall apart in your material world, your word intake should become higher. When God's word begins to be received into your heart and treasured in, that word has got the power to do miracles in the situation that you are in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your clothes, the disciples, the children of Israel in their journey from Egypt into the promised land, their clothes grew on them. Their shoes did not wear out because they kept or received God's promise into their lives, and they walked on for 40 years. Even things in your material world can stop decaying if you will receive God's word into your heart and say, Lord, I believe your word, I receive your word, and let that supernatural power that is in your word, let it begin to flow inside of me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In John chapter 5, Jesus is coming to a man who has been in an invalid state for 38 years. For 38 years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus is asking him, do you want to be made whole? You know, we are thinking beings. We are thinking beings. We are rational beings. Einstein said that the imagination is the greatest energy in the world. Sometimes when people buy a car and it turns out into a lousy car, you ask them, what were you thinking? Somebody goes, said, the parents say, don't marry that person. The pastor says, don't marry that person. The girl says, okay, I want to marry that person. Marries that person. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that guy is a joke. After 3 months, her friends begin to ask, what were you? What were you thinking? There are 10 million bits of information that can be transmitted along each optic nerve per second. What you hear affects your thinking, or what you hear makes you think. No thought is harmless. Every thought wants to come into action. What you hear, sometimes you hear the most, you know, you hear wrong kind of music, it affects your thinking. What you see, it can affect your thinking. Visual, you know, thought, it affects your, visuals affect your mind, it affects your thought. It can control a thought. That's why you watch pornography for a long time. You begin to walk in an unrealistic kind of thought pattern in your life. Because visuals, what you're seeing, what you're hearing. What you see on the Facebook, or maybe, you know, do on the Twitter. Can you imagine Jesus tweeting? I just cursed the fig tree now. Now somehow I find it very hard. You know, most people that, you know, are on Facebook all the time. Or, now I'm not against technology, but what I'm saying is it affecting your thinking? Is it affecting your morals? Is it affecting your faith? Is it taking away your wholeness? This person, you know, I want to speak on that wholeness. and 12 things that can take over your wholeness or mess up your life. One is what is called toxic thoughts. Toxic thoughts. Open your mouth and say, toxic thoughts. I haven't lost track. Things will fall into place and I'll come to the same message. What kind of thought ticks you off, turns you off? Some people are turned off by the government, by an economic policy, by somebody sitting opposite them in the office. If you would follow yourself around for a week and would investigate your thoughts, what are the thoughts that come into your mind? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Sometimes you gotta be your self-appointed policeman and learn to lock up certain thoughts that don't need to be there in your life. You gotta walk in your life and see, hey, you know, you gotta do this as a homework. Next week, when you walk around, try to outthink your thoughts. You know what I mean? Just keep a track of your thoughts. What turns me off? What turns me on? What are the thoughts in my mind? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Sometimes people have this crazy thought pattern that says, nobody loves me. That is so stupid. Have you ever thought about that thought? Have you ever thought what makes you happy? What makes you relaxed? What makes you sad? I mean, what are the thoughts that keep going in your mind? Are they toxic thoughts? As long as you are not thinking about somebody else's wife or husband and that is making you happy, any other thought is fine. And the guilty shall look down. Some people have what is called toxic emotions. One moment they are like, ah, ha, 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 ha. The next moment they are like, ah. And you wonder what's happened to them. One moment they are on fire for God, the next moment they are cold. Sometimes they can be the sweetest person, the other times they can be very sore. I've realized one thing, God can never use a person who has got toxic emotions more than a level. God can never build a company, a home, a church through somebody who is given into toxic emotions, where the emotions are ruling over their life. Have you any time sat back and thought, you know, what's happening with my emotions? I mean, are they toxic? Are they kind of, at one moment you are on the mountain, the other time you're on the valley? What's happening with me? Sometimes you really never know a person unless you come to, you know, spend some time with them for a little bit. Because they can look very happy, excited, and all that. And then you spend time with them for half an hour more, and then they'll open up and say, Pastor, I want to commit suicide. What? Just half an hour back, you were kind of up there. What happened? There are certain people given into toxic words. Toxic words. They'll pay you a compliment by a toxic word. They'll say, ah, you, brother, you sing so well. But you know, your pronunciation is not that good. Never allow somebody to hurt you with toxic words. Some people are always critical in everything that they say. They can never say something good or nice. Now, have you ever got up in the morning and looked at the words that you say? Are they nice? Are you kind of good with your words, nice with your words? I've realized one thing, you know, toxic word people end up talking to themselves one day. They don't have many friends. Toxic word people, always critical, always negative, always blasting people, always showing people their mind. And towards a certain age, they end up all alone. You go into a, you know, you know these people. Are you with me? In a family, people knows. When in a family get together, everybody knows where the gossipers are going to be, where the drunkards are going to be, where the guys who are going to slander the pastor are going to be. Everybody knows which corner who will be. You need to take a decision in your heart and say, I refuse to be toxic. Look at somebody, I refuse to be. I refuse to be. You know, we are into this age where everybody is looking to detoxify their body, detox their mind. Well, I'm speaking to you on some things tonight which will help you to detox your mind, your words, your attitude, just to get it out, because it's harmful for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are people with toxic attitude. You will find them in the government, you will find them in homes, you will find them in church, they got an attitude. When you watch a cricket match, you know who the bad fielder is, don't you? Don't you? Anybody who watches cricket, you know who the bad fielder is. Even the batsmen know, the spectators know. The batsman will be trying to hit the ball there and run too. Everybody knows. Now you know, when you begin to walk through in your life, if you want to experience wholeness, learn to keep away from people's words that are toxic to you. Toxic people with toxic attitude, people are like, they get upset if things don't happen their way. I've had to give up on a lot of relationships in 20 years of ministry. You want to help somebody, you want to be there for somebody, you want to guide somebody, and you're there because the Lord has asked you to. And you stand there and you do that. But when somebody's bent down, this is the way, Pastor. We expect you to do this. When they're kind of stubborn and when they're going to bring up an attitude and say, they don't know the way. Nor will they allow you to help them to find the way. But they're very clear on how the church should be, how the pastor should be. There are people who have a toxic action. They're like, my way or the highway. If I don't like you, this is the way I'm going to act. You're going to get it from me. I'm going to walk away. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me tonight? I was reading something very interesting about lions. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 says, the devil goes about like a roaring lion looking whom he may devour. When you go into the wildlife, Masa Mara, I've been there. The two guys will tell you, when you are taken through the safari, through the park, and wild lions are there, they'll tell you, if you're going in a group, stick with the group. Stick with the group. Don't go by yourself into the bushes. Stick together. Because the lion is going to attack somebody who steps out and goes alone. So stick as a group. Second thing they tell you is, if a lion should come walking towards you and you're out there in the open, don't run. Stand still Don't close your eyes. Look at the lion. Smile if you can. That's the part that I added up. Don't do that. That's not proven. But look at it, and if possible, look taller than that you are. Keep your hands raised up. Any wild animal, if it thinks that you are smaller than they are, it'll attack you. So always, you know, if a wild dog should come against you, if you will stand up like this, taller than you are, then it'll stop. But one of the things that they said, which is a part of the, will help in the message, is he says, no sudden movement. No sudden movement. If the elephant or if the lion is walking towards you. Sometimes people are very impulsive. People just make decisions like that. If they don't like it, boom. I'm not coming to church tomorrow, Pastor. The usher didn't give my shake my hand. Oh, what? So, you know, you look at people who are sometimes in trouble. They don't pray. They don't stay sober. They don't ask God for counsel. Suddenly they'll, on the spur moment, they buy something. On the spur moment. Toxic action is something like, you know, reaction. Never should your action be a reaction. It's always a response to the way the Holy Spirit leads you. Don't make sudden decisions. Pray about it. Ask the Lord. Bring yourself under the Lordship of Jesus. Take those baby steps of faith. Listen to godly counsel. Study the scriptures. And take those steps. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The roaring lion will never be able to chase you down. Praise the Lord. Resist him by faith. Hallelujah. He will leave you and go. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. There are people who have toxic dreams. Always imagining the whole world is against them. Nobody likes me. Nobody likes the family. We were there for everybody. Nobody's there for us. Their attitude, their action, their thoughts, their dreams, everything is kind of revenge and retaliation and all that. Look at somebody and say, detoxify your system today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are people with a toxic touch. You know, people who are interested in just isolating themselves. Have you seen that when kids play, somebody brings in the football and there are about 30 guys to play and one person has got the football, he brings the football. And the teams are being chosen by the captains. And he's not in any team. So he says, give me back my football. I'm going home. Are you with me? If you don't pick me up in the team, I'm leaving. I'm taking my ball and going home. There are people with into toxic relationships. We heard the saying, birds of the same feather end up at KFC, fried. Sometimes you have friends who just drink and drink. He drinks and drinks and dies. And the third day he rises again. Then gets the bottle again and drinks and dies. And again rises up on the third day. mean, sometimes you look at people, they want to serve God, they want to glorify God, they want to see experience wholeness in their life, and they're with the wrong company. They're with the wrong group of people. Tell me who you hang around with from Monday to Saturday. Three of you guys come here. Come first. I mean, imagine he's a wife stealer. You are not. Lord, make him an apostle of Jesus Christ. This guy is a drunkard. Come on. Yeah. He's a very abusive. I mean, he's always given into anger, always wants to fight. Just imagine they are a club and I am with them all the time. And you think I'm going to experience the power of God, the love of God, and the joy of the Holy Spirit and wholeness in my life? I can be there with them for a day or two, or you know, for some hours or whatever. Once in a while, they are there. And all the while I'm praying and trying to reach them for Jesus. But after 10 years, if you're still with your friends who are not in the Lord, either there is something wrong with you, or you're really blinded. Because there comes a moment where you gotta learn and say, listen, I'm gonna fellowship with God's people. I'm gonna choose my friends. If I have a family, I'm gonna choose people who have strong marriages, people who have raising their children right, people who worship the Lord, people who will glorify the name of Jesus Christ, people who are tithing, people who will do things honorably for God. They are the bunch of guys that I'm gonna hang around with. I might go around and be with somebody else for a moment. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. But all the while is to reach them to the Lord. But you're going to choose who you're going to have dinner with. You're going to choose who you're going to spend time with. Because, thank you guys, thank you. None of you guys are the way they are. They're good guys, okay? Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for them. Amen. Lift your hands and pray for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You gotta learn to just clean up your relationships. You gotta learn to just stay away from things that are wrong. The Bible uses the word in 2 Corinthians 6:17, separate yourself. There is toxic love, there are toxic choices. It's not good for you. It's harmful for you. Not every guy who is SMSing you and say you look pretty has got the right thing in your right in their hearts. Are you with me? Not everybody who says I love you, that's the right love. No. And then there is what is called the toxic environment. That's where we come to the message in John 5. In John 5 it says, in the pool of Bethsaida, there were the lame, there were people with real toxic problems, real messed up problems. Some were couldn't walk, some couldn't see, some were blind, some were deaf, some couldn't move. And this guy has been in that toxic environment for over 38 years. We don't know his age. But more than half of his life is gone. Every year, this person who is lying there has got an opportunity to change. Because every year, an angel of God would come and stir the waters. Are you with me still? Every year, an angel of God would come and stir the waters. He had an opportunity to change. He had an opportunity to step into those waters and get healed. But he didn't make that choice. Sometimes you got to self-invent ways for your deliverance, for your breakthrough. Sometimes you got to ask the question, why am I in the same place again and again? Sometimes you got to just re-engineer your life. Sometimes you got to say in your heart, it's me who is next. I am the one who's going to be delivered tonight's meeting. I've been coming into the church maybe for 38 years. Well, we are not that old. If we were that old, maybe we would have been singing out of hymn books. Because toxicity actually inhibits your faith. When everybody's messed up, a toxic environment makes you kind of bitter and unforgiving. Everybody's kind of down and out. Everybody's kind of miserable. Everybody's having a bad day. Everybody is in a financial mess, in a moral mess, whatever. Oh, here I am. And then you begin to have this unforgiveness, bitterness, the sense of hopelessness, the sense of unbelief. You begin to become cynical and skeptic. You are there and everything is the same. It discourages you. But tonight we're going to have some victory tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you gotta go get a Harpic or some Dettol and really scrub out some people, but you're gonna get your victory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine this man in that condition for 38 years? Somebody said most of the sickness in your body is because of either, some kind of toxin in your body. And I've seen that sometimes people with bitterness and unforgiveness and critical and cynical and people who are hurt inside, and they'll say, at 8 years, pastor, my father abused me. At 12 years, my uncle abused me. At 15 years, my school teacher abused me. At 20 years, my whole family threw me out. I've come to faith, I've come to Jesus, but there is nobody for me. And you go through those list of excuses, and you are caught up in that toxic environment. You're unforgiving, bitter, you're kind of cynical with yourself. And you walk with that for 30 years, 38 years, going from church to church, prayer for prayer, and wondering why nothing is happening. Reinvent yourself and say, tonight I choose to step out from that. I'm going to look to Jesus. Jesus stepped through that toxic environment. He came and said, do you want to be made whole? Ninda manasindagathu ninakagara vanda. Praise the Lord. Ninaka whole aganamenda. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't look at the toxic environment of what your past has been. But tonight, if you got a desire to be healed, praise the Lord. Look up to me. Hallelujah. Jesus saying, take up your bed. Hallelujah. Take up your bed. You've been lying on that for 38 years. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You've been lying in that bed for 38 years in your self-pity, in your prison that you made for yourself. Now get up. Get up. If you want to be made whole, you got to choose a decision. You got to get up and say, yes, I'm going to step out. I'm going to carry that thing. I'm not going to lie down on that misery again. I'm not going to lie down on that problem again. I'm going to get up and walk out of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Julius, just get me something on the keyboard. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even tonight, I did not know what you're going through, But if it is a toxic attitude or a toxic words or, you know, words about your own life that you have spoken of, whatever, just get that toxic out of that. Just detox yourself, you know. Just keep your hands on your head and say, oh, let everything that's toxic leave my system in the name of Jesus. Say that tonight. Say, in the name of Jesus, everything that is toxic,
everything
that is harmful,
let
it leave my system.
Let it leave my system.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I choose to walk with God. I choose to walk with Jesus.
I choose to walk with
Praise
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. 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 The Lord Jesus is not intimidated by your toxic environment. He can come to you. Praise the Lord. You need to look up and say, hey, here is somebody different. This is Jesus. Lord, I put my faith in you. I'm going to change my way of thinking. I want to be made whole. Praise the Lord. You don't have any limitations. God can make you whole any second. Praise the Lord. His word is health and healing to everyone that finds them. He can make you healed in a second. He can set you free in a moment. He can turn things around in a split second. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. But it is your choice to say, Lord, I look up to you tonight. I receive your word tonight. I'm going to step out of this tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk with you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to step out of my environment to walk with you, Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say that from your heart. Lift your hands and say that from your heart tonight. Lift your heart, hands and say that from your heart tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We give you glory and honor. There is nothing that you can do about your past. Are you with me? There is nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do about your past. Praise the Lord. And the devil does not fight you over your past. The devil fights you over your future. And the Lord has got a future for you. A future with prosperity, blessing and hope. Otherwise, he wouldn't have allowed you to hear this word. Your past doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that you can do about it. But you can look to the face of Jesus Christ. Allow him to detoxify you and say, Lord, here I am. Tonight, would you stand up in the presence of the Lord? Let's pray together. Let's pray together tonight. Let's pray.